You're listening to SBS News.
The New York Times, citing tax return data, revealed this week that U.S. President Donald Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in 2016, the year he won the presidency, and in 2017, his first year in office. It is also alleged that Mr. Trump paid no income taxes whatsoever in 10 of the previous 15 years up to 2017, despite receiving $427.4 million in income through 2018 from his reality television program and other endorsements and licensing deals. Mr. Trump, however, reported that he lost more money than he made, according to the New York Times, which obtained several years' worth of documents containing tax return data that the president had long fought to keep private. Trump has dismissed the reports as fake news.
It's totally fake news. Made up, fake. We went through the same stories. You could have asked me the same questions 4 years ago. I had to litigate this and talk about it. Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax.
In a post on Twitter on Monday, he said he had paid many millions of dollars in taxes, but was entitled to depreciation and tax credits and was extremely under-leveraged in terms of his debts and assets. He did not provide evidence or promise to release any financial statements before the 3rd of November elections. Roughly half of Americans pay no federal income taxes, but the average income tax paid in 2017 was nearly $12,200, according to the Internal Revenue Service, the U.S. authority that oversees taxation. Jonathan Lemire, a White House reporter for the Associated Press, called the New York Times story a blockbuster and said every American should pay taxes.
Sunday evening, the New York Times released a blockbuster story in which they have obtained President Trump's long sought for tax returns. Every American does or should pay income tax. And I think there are a lot of Americans out there who pay far more than $750, who have a lot less money than President Trump.
Mr. Lemire says that if Trump's claims are true, then he is not as clever a businessman as he makes himself out to be.
Democrats already, in the 24 hours or so since the story was released, painting the president as someone who has lost an extraordinary amount of money as a businessman, which seems to undercut his image as the art of the deal salesman. It was indeed, let's remember, in 2015, 2016, it was his business record that he really ran on. That, along with the tough immigration proposal, that really sort of catapulted him to the front of the Republican field, sort of made his identity as a political candidate.
The documents obtained by the New York Times have provided a new opening for Mr. Trump's Democratic rival, Joe Biden, on the eve of the first presidential debate. The Biden campaign stepped up efforts to paint Mr. Trump as a billionaire charlatan who has lied to his working-class supporters. In contrast, Mr. Biden has tried to highlight his own middle-class upbringing. The election, he said, is Scranton versus Park Avenue, pitting Mr. Biden's boyhood hometown in Pennsylvania against Manhattan, where Mr. Trump built his branding empire and reality television career. Mr. Biden's online campaign store by Sunday evening was already selling stickers saying, "I paid more income taxes than Donald Trump." Bill Barrow, a national political reporter for the Associated Press, said Mr. Trump's taxes could be an issue that sticks around through the November elections and could possibly have a massive impact on the results.
This is the kind of story that I think could stick enough. Doesn't take much in elections that turn on the margins. It could stick enough to matter. The reason being that it really goes to the core of the president's brand. Is everyone in his base going to buy that or believe that or be swayed? No. But this is a president who won by cumulatively about 80,000 votes spread across three states. That's where his Electoral College majority came from. There's not a lot of wiggle room, particularly for a man who runs a base strategy.
Since entering the White House, Mr. Trump has broken with tradition set by his predecessors by not only refusing to release his tax returns, but by waging a legal battle to keep them hidden. The Times report suggests why that might have been so. It reported that many of Mr. Trump's top businesses are losing money, even as those losses have helped him shrink his federal tax bill to essentially nothing. The New York Times reporters said the president appears to be responsible for $421 million in loans, most of which will come due within 4 years. On top of that, a $100 million mortgage on Trump Tower in New York will come due in 2022. Since the New York Times revelation, Democrats have been accusing Mr. Trump of gaming the system. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, tweeted, Trump lives a life of luxury and lets working families pay the taxes. No wonder his signature policy is cutting taxes for the wealthy and cutting health care for everyone else. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.